Let's go.
Jack and News, trending now. Trending now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 27, eMalahleni 25, Rustenburg 31 graden.
First crash of the afternoon, it's in Edenvale. N3 north, a crash before Modderfontein Road. Daar is opgehoopte verkeer. And we've got new roadworks around the capital. Trichardt Road, restrictions opposite the Waterkloof Air Force Base.
Die Departement van Gesondheid in Limpopo het sy besluit herroep om die twee kliniek te herroep. Heropen echter. Dit volg na die verkrachting en invoering van twee verpleegsters. Die kliniek sou sy bedrywighede hervat na sluiting van vier dae. Die departement se woordvoerder Neil Chikwambana.
We as the department believe that it is in the best interest of both healthcare workers in training clinic and the community to temporarily stop the clinic's operations. We continue to encourage community members to utilize the clinics in the nearby villages of Gamaja, Soetfontein, and Block B.
Twee van die vyf mans wat beskuldig word van die moord op die kletsruimer Kenan A.K.A. Forbes en Tabelo Tips Motswane is borgtog geweier. Hulle het 'n tweede bod vir borgtog ingedien en aangevoer dat daar nuwe feite is. Uitspraak in hul borgtog aansoek is vroeër vandag in die Durbanse Landdroshof geweier. Landdros Vincent Latchwayo.
Looking at the totality of evidence, it is the finding of this court that this court cannot and this court should not assist the applicant because the facts presented before this court are either not new and they should not be entertained and applicant's application to be released on bail is again refused.
Forbes en Motswane is in februari 2023 buite 'n bekende restaurant in Durban doodgeskiet. Terwyl die Stilfontein mynreddingsoperasie sy derde dag betree, sê gemeenskapsleiers as die regering vinniger opgetree het, kon meer lewens gered gewees het. Meer as 50 liggame is uit die verlate Sag 11 by die Buffelsfontein goudmyn in Noordwes gehaal. Byna 2000 vermeende onwettige mynwerkers is in hegtenis geneem sedit Oktober verlede jaar. Gemeenskapsleier Levi Poloso.
We had a meeting, several meetings with them, tried to tell them there are people who are trapped underground, so they didn't want to listen to us. If they have listened to us, I think that by now, at least we were supposed to save a lot of people alive.
Die polisie in Mpumalanga het 'n tweede vernagtenegtenis geneem in verband met 'n skietery by 'n taverne in Pienaar buite Mombela. Die voorval die naweek plaasgevind. 8 mense is dood. Polisie woordvoerder Jabun Dabane.
Another breakthrough by Mpumalanga police for arresting a 43-year-old male suspect in Pienaar this afternoon, 14 January 2025. During his arrest, police confiscated 3 pistols with no ammunition. The suspect will appear in court soon.
In Rusland het tientalle missiele en hommeltuie op die energiesektor in Oekraïne afgevuur. Dit is volgens berigte deel van 'n maandelange veldtog tydens die oorlog. Oekraïne se president Vladimir Zelensky sê Moskou het meer as 40 missiele en 70 hommeltuie afgevuur. Ek is Chanel Septeba, top story at this hour. The Limpopo Health Department has revoked its decision to reopen the 20 clinic.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Another banger, baby, calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, it puts in my heart for lockdown. Lockdown, oh lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, Fanta, Fanta. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl. No, tell me, no, 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 no. Oh, 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 oh,